Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jason Lockenfora of the NFL Today on CBS joins us now. Happy New Year, Jason. Hope all's well, buddy.
What's going on, buddy?
Hey, so clear up this from what you know, your sources, your skinny on the situation in Dallas with Garrett.
I mean, all my reporting has been that he will not be their head coach anymore, that they didn't come close to expectations, and that there's a chance he could stay in the organization in some capacity, but he's not going to be coaching the Cowboys in 2020. I haven't heard anything to the contrary. This has certainly been unusual. They have a very close relationship, and this has seemed like a divorce where maybe they had to go through some, you know, couples therapy or whatever before both sides, you know, knew that they had to cut the cord. But I can't fathom a scenario where Jason Garrett's back, and I can't fathom this dragging on much beyond, you know, tomorrow, because they're going to have to get around to saying their goodbyes and start trying to say hello to a new head coach.
Isn't it ridiculous the way it's been handled up till this point, like almost laughable?
I mean, it's certainly bizarre. It's unusual. I don't know, though, Scotty, that it's cost them anything. You know what I mean? Like Ron Rivera, look, they weren't getting Ron Rivera. I don't think they really wanted Ron Rivera. And so he's off the market. But, you know, when it comes to the kind of guys they're probably looking at, you know, Matt Rhule's on a beach in Mexico right now. I don't think Matt Rhule wants to start worrying about next year's coaching gig until sometime next week. And if Dallas wants to be a part of that, I can't imagine he won't listen, although the Giants, I think, are his first choice, maybe by some degree, if he can get everything he wants there. You know, I mean, Lincoln Riley, if they're going to get Lincoln Riley, they can still go try to get Lincoln Riley. You know, same thing with Urban Meyer. I think Mike Zimmer is a guy who Jerry thinks very highly of. Mike Zimmer might be out of work by Monday. And, you know, so they could go get an audience with him, either as a defensive coordinator or possibly a head coach. So I don't think they feel like there's a lot of opportunity cost to them doing it this way. I mean, if they were going to interview Mike McCarthy, you know, if somebody hires him in the next 48 hours, so be it. I don't think that's going to happen. You know, Jerry thinks he's got the best job in America, you know, and Jerry thinks everybody we want is probably going to want us. Now, that might not be entirely true, but in their minds, and probably also to a large degree in reality, doing it this way is a little bizarre, but I don't think it's cost them anything.
Jason Lockenfora with us. Tell me what you think of these Urban Meyer rumors with the Browns. Any validity to that?
Well, I've been reporting for a while that those Jimmy Haslam and Urban Meyer are way closer than most people had any inkling of, and that they're close confidants. And for years, Haslam has had the straight dope on Ohio State players more than any other organization in some cases because of that relationship. And it was clear that Jimmy Haslam wanted to go in a direction that is a 180 from Freddie Kitchens in terms of a disciplinarian sense, in terms of an experience sense, in terms of just the demeanor and personality sense. And Urban Meyer is a 180. And a lot of people are getting caught up, well, they haven't formally interviewed him yet. I got news for you. If he talks to five or six guys and isn't wild, he can work it out with Urban over the phone in an hour. It doesn't have to be an interview. Like, you want me, I want you. Here's your $10 million a year. Come and get it. You know? I mean, Urban's from Ohio. There's a lot of natural connections there. And Urban clearly wants to keep coaching. I don't think that's in doubt. So we'll see. You know, they'll interview. That's obviously a weird one where you keep the GM for, you know, 48 hours and then fire him too. But I'm not sure that Jimmy Haslam's going to fall in love with the people who are put in front of him, many of whom, almost all of whom, he could have hired, you know, 11 and a half months ago if he wanted to.
Right.
So we'll see.
Do you believe that Mike McCarthy is going to get one of these jobs?
I mean, I think he has a very real possibility. I don't think it's guaranteed. I mean, you could concoct a scenario where the Giants hire Matt Rhule, and I do think he's their main guy, and then say the Browns hire Urban Meyer, and say the Panthers hire Josh McDaniels, then I don't know that there's something out there, you know, for Mike McCarthy. If the Vikings were to then fire Zimmer, maybe he would be of interest to them. But I don't know that it's a slam dunk. I can tell you he's a very real candidate in multiple places. And he had a nice interview with the Panthers, and they think highly of him. Do I think, all things being equal, that he would be their top guy? Probably not. I think that's, you know, Rhule or McDaniels pending interviews. This is a weird cycle, Scotty. I mean, if we would have had this conversation Thanksgiving night, I would have put the over-under on head coaching openings at 8.5. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're at half of that.
Right.
So there's not that many seats at the table. The college guys are super hot. So if one or two of them go, I mean, Washington opened, but it never really opened. They were locked in on Rivera before the season even ended. You know, so we're talking, I mean, the fact that Atlanta didn't open, Jacksonville didn't open, Detroit didn't open. You can go down the list of teams that thought about it, didn't do it. That makes it much more difficult.
So let me ask you, do you, in these wild card games on Saturday and Sunday, what do you think of those games?
I love the game we got on CBS. I mean,
right.
People have been talking about the end of the Patriots dynasty for, like, I don't know, feels like 3 or 4 years at least, right? I mean, this could be it. Like, this legitimately could be it. This could be it for Tom Brady. This is going to be it for Josh McDaniels, I believe. This is it for Nick Caserio. If Brady's gone, you know, how is Edelman feeling? Gronk is already obviously gone. And I think this is a tough matchup. I do. I think Tennessee can play a brand of bully ball, pretty physical, that'll push this Patriots team. And we know that New England can't really play from behind. And Ryan Tannehill is fearless right now. And what they can do in play action, you got to respect Derrick Henry in that run game, but this guy's yards per attempt, I mean, he's just bombing the ball all over the place. And the strength of New England is that secondary, and I think they'll be judicious about the shots they take. But I think they'll land a few shots. You know, that's going to be a tough game. I think Houston and Buffalo is a coin flip. I worry about Houston's health. You know, J.J. Watt's going to play, but can you set the edge with a torn pec? I mean, I don't know, man. You know, Will Fuller, when he's not right, they're not right. You know, we'll see. I think Minnesota has the potential to get crushed by the Saints, and again, if that happens, I think there could be grave ramifications. And can Carson Wentz keep you know, carrying a bunch of dudes off the practice squad? He might be able to. You know, Seattle's pretty beat up too, but I think that will be a fun game because there'll just be some street balling where anything you can do, I can do better between Carson Wentz and Russell Wilson. That should be a lot of fun too.
This is the first time, really. I mean, this is the playoff game for Wentz. Everything else was finally Foles.
Yeah. No, and look, you can say they only beat Washington and Dallas and the Giants, and that's true. But literally, they were signing guys off the street left and right, and Wentz knew what he was up against and knew that he was going to have to play some hero ball if they were going to have a chance and run that, you know, I won't say run that gauntlet because, again, the opposition wasn't, but when, do what they had to do. And they did it. And crazy things have happened in Philadelphia in December and January in recent years. So who knows? But, I mean, with Ertz in the condition he's in and Lane Johnson in the condition he's in and the running backs, the state of that, and losing Brandon Brooks, the offensive line being beat up, it's not going to be easy. And Seattle's been good on the road, and I don't think coming east bothers them that much. But we'll see. You know, I didn't love Carson Wentz in November. In December, he made me and everybody else shut up. So good for him.
So have you been watching, lastly, I'll ask you this, Jason Lockenbore. Have you been watching, just so you know, I've been watching, and Carver Hyde thinks I've lost my mind. He's very, very proud of me. But I've watched hundreds of Premier, La Liga, and Bundesliga games over the last month and a half. Like, I've lost my mind. I literally, at one point, almost got on a plane and flew to London. I have watched every game. I'm taping 15 to 20 games a week on the
TV.
Dude, I've been watching
bad,
all of them.
Dude.
I've been losing my mind on it.
You got it way worse than me. I wish I could. I wish I could get away with it. I tend to be able to pay attention a whole lot more in the spring than I can
right.
in the fall and winter for obvious reasons. No, good for you. So you've never been to a match? Like, you've never been to a live match in Europe anywhere?
No, I have not, and I'm going to do that.
No, you absolutely have to.
Yeah.
I've been to matches in Spain and England and Germany. It's been a long time. But I saw Chelsea and Arsenal at Highbury in the fifth round of the FA Cup.
Wow.
15 years ago. And it was one of the – and I've covered World Cup finals. I've covered Olympics.
Right.
I've covered Super Bowls, you name it. But just to be in that game as a fan, and my seats happened to be right where the – chain link fence was that cut off the visitor supporters from the home supporters. It was something else.
I watched a taped game today of it was Barcelona, and I was just watching that, like, just having Messi, Griezmann, and this guy Suarez on the same field at the same time. It is just and they truly are remarkable. I know Real Madrid's good and everything, but when I watched that, I taped the Barca game, and I was just sitting there going, these dudes are phenomenal. I mean, just absolutely phenomenal. Watching them play is just sickening.
If you didn't watch Maradona in his prime, I would just urge you to just go on YouTube.
Oh, I've seen it. I've seen all of the highlights of him.
What he did in the 86 World Cup, and not just the hand of God.
Right.
I mean, that was a sideshow. But unbelievable stuff. And Johan Cruyff as well, if you're not too steeped in him. What he was doing with Ajax and the Netherlands. And then even a little while, I mean, I saw him play for the Washington Diplomats when I was a pup. Pretty amazing stuff. Yeah, the deeper you go back, man, it's
cool.
I
love it.
Game. It really is.
I got to tell you that, like, there's something about it where the American, like, I'm just going to say it, the NFL, I went to the Steeler Jet game. I thought I was going to have five birthdays. I was there so long. And then when I'm watching the Premier League or La Liga or whatever, Bundesliga, it's 90 minutes, it's 45-minute halves, a 15-minute half. They run the commercials all at halftime, and the rest of the game is just nothing but flow. And I think American sports suck now, and I think soccer way better. I gotta go. I love you. Happy New Year.
VAR sucks too, though. They don't have it all figured out. But yeah, we'll talk about that another time.
All right, my man. I love you, right, Jason.
Buddy.
Be cool. All right, Jason Lagenfour of the NFL Today on CBS. They got the Titans Patriots on CBS 8:15 on Saturday night.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-through and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.